The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Step inside and join your host, Gil Tyree, for a different kind of show. One that takes you into the good, right, and positive things that are happening in the sports world every day. Now, here's your host, Gil Tyree.
All right, we say welcome to you and yours on this Monday, the next to last Monday in the month of May. Boy, May has really flown by. Just a great month. And, of course, we get ready now for June and July and ultimately August, and then we get into football, college football. Don't know if we're going to have pro, but we'll definitely get into college, and lots going on. And of course, our heartfelt prayers go to the folks in Joplin, Missouri. Just another tragedy over the weekend. Of course, tornadic activity there. 89 confirmed dead at this point. Our prayers go out to them and their families, and we extend all that we can extend to the city of Joplin in their desperate time of need right now. Coming up on the show today, we're going to chat with marketing and brand specialist Antoinette Sykes. We got a good 45 minutes with her and then some, and then onlinesportsguys.com. Phil Kanner will be on the program to close it out on this Monday. Just a lot going on, of course, over the weekend, the Preakness, and then, we've had the NBA Eastern and Western Division Finals and National Hockey League, a lot of baseball, lots and lots are going on, and of course, just a whole plethora of things that are going to be involved in terms of this week, and we're glad that you're part of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. And again, we urge you to reach out to us here at Voice America. We have 2.5 million listeners, and if you're over in Dublin, Ireland, our president over there, and it starts a six-day, four-city European trip, and of course, if you're in Paris right now, one of my faves defeated today, Melanie Audin, loses in the first round, and of course, she grew up here in Metro Atlanta. And, if you're over there, John Isner is going to take on Rafa Nadal. So if you're listening to us over in Paris right now, want to give us a call, let us know what's going on. Our toll-free number, 888-346-9144. And I think we have Antoinette on board. Do we have Antoinette?
Yes. Hi, Gil. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Again, I was wondering if, we were going to have you today, but, you always add so much to our program. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, just to kind of follow up on what we did last week, in terms
Absolutely.
Of setting the stage, in terms of athlete branding and all of that. And then, we'll get into the crux of what we're going to talk about today.
Sure. I, like you, my heart just bleeds for the folks in Missouri waking up to see all of that devastation. It's really, it was really shocking, and my heart goes to them, so definitely prayers to them. But absolutely, on a more publicity front as it relates to just public figures in general and businesses, I'm always on the front line helping people to truly represent their brand, be it a person, be it a clothing line, product, or service. And I think, of course, the work that you do on the Positive Pub here ties truly hand-in-hand with imaging and how athletes act and the responsibility that comes with that with being a spokesperson, and just also just really protecting their brand and what that means today on social media more so than ever before.
Let's take a look at where we are in terms of social networking and social media. Let's start from the beginning. how this started. It just didn't start with the emergence of Facebook. It, you know, it started with MySpace and, of course, Twitter and, you know, now Skype comes aboard. But just the whole philosophy of social networking and how it, the birth of it and where it is now and how it relates to athlete branding.
Absolutely. We started, you know, I would say the early 90s was, you know, the onset of just even the Internet itself. And even then, I think it was such an anomaly to everyone, and no one understood, well, exactly how our lives are going to change, and do we really want to be using Internet? So it was just a whole new territory. And now, as we've evolved, not just through social media, but you also have to take into effect the emergence of, you know, PCs and our handheld devices, more so than ever. There's a camera, it seems, attached to everything, which gives people access easily, more so than ever before, whereas back in the day, as it relates to sports, even just breaking news, we had to wait for the TV news to come on to bring that coverage to us, or we had to wait for it to be delivered in the newspaper. Well, now, at the drop of a dime, the push of a fingertip button there, you can get the latest and greatest on your phone, on your hip, at your computer. It's nonstop. So with that, I think it comes a different responsibility on everyone's part, not just the athlete or the professional company, but I think also for the common man as well.
So all we've basically done is we've deputized the general public and said, okay, you guys go out and you get our news, you get whatever videos you have, you get any pictures you have, and you give it to us, and you basically will put it online, or you do it yourself.
Yourself. Exactly. Social media has actually empowered everyone to, you know, just kind of participate in a completely different manner. I mean, and of course, to the common person, it would seem that you want to keep up with Aunt Susie who lives in Missouri, or I'd want to keep up with you, Gil, on what's going on in the news per se. But I think it just takes a different turn when it comes to, it's just kind of open territory for everyone. So what started out as a friendly, harmless type of platform has now turned into a true business moniker, which is a great thing for corporate America and for those brands that use it, but it's all about educating yourself and using it more responsibly.
Okay, the operative words that you just used were use it responsibly, and this is what we are, where we are now relative to the NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, the NCAA, and all the, you know, governing sports bodies which have basically embraced social networking to get their brand out, to get a more youthful fan, and to expand their fan base through generational means. Where are we now with that, and set the stage now for how we move forward to avoid the problems that we are encountering so far?
One thing I'd like to bring to the forefront is we were talking about the emergence of the web. I think the web has also changed human behavior, where most people, like I said, no longer take the news from the newspaper. You know, 96% of 18 to 35-year-olds are on social network.
Okay.
So if you are a sports mecca, you know, if that's your target range, not just in sports but in corporate America as well, you're trying to actually build your brand and reach that target audience. So like never before, it opens up a platform to do business. Now, what comes into play is everyone has just kind of jumped on the bandwagon, you know, created a Facebook page, created an account, created a Twitter page, and they just start speaking without then having the forefront to say, how do we use this strategically to promote ourselves, promote our brands, to interact with our fans as it relates to the professional sports arena? Because that's exactly the way that they intended it to be used. But because of traditional media, i.e. within the sports arenas, there's a department, I think, in all of them that are, you know, something similar to community relations. And the community relations in a traditional sense is truly that go-between the professional organization and the community at large. They want the fan interaction. They want the fans to interact with the company. They want to be able to give away because those are the people that put, you know, butts in seats at the end of the day.
When we see right now, And again, there has to be a balance, Antoinette, as it relates to the marketing aspect of it and also being socially responsible in terms of being able to put your message out there. Now, we've had some examples, you know, one in particular, Rashard Mendenhall, the Pittsburgh Steelers running back as it relates to, you know, him being able to express his opinion. And, you know, again, we live in a free speech society, but he may have gone overboard when he talked about the death of Bin Laden, okay?
Sure.
We see the use of it relative to guys like Chad Ochocinco, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver, talking about his coach, Marvin Lewis with the Cincinnati Bengals, unflattering remarks. You know, we've seen a lot, and these are just two of many examples. How do we police that as we move forward? And if you are Commissioner David Stern of the NBA, if you're Roger Goodell of the NFL, if you're Bud Selig of Major League Baseball, or if you're Gary Bettman of the National Hockey League, how do you better police that? And even more so, if you're head of the NCAA and athletic directors at various institutions that are governed by the NCAA, whether it be the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big East, the ACC, what have you, how do you police that?
I think the first step comes with there has to be some type of educational platform from the onset where, you know, per se, it's just open market for everyone. And you want that interaction. The NBA wants it. The companies want it. The fans want it as well. So there needs to be some type of onus on both parts from the onset. This is, we want you to use social media, or we empower you to use social media, but these are the parameters around it. This is how we'd like you to use it, you know, almost in a contained environment, so to speak, to get the best bang for your buck at this point. So I think there's going to be, Dave Stern's going to have some type of, you know, social media class, company, program that is within that community relations department that each of these organizations actually have, and facilitate some type of communication in that way.
Okay, but here we go again, and I say this to you because our colleges or universities, in my opinion, are not ready or not equipped yet. Some are becoming more aware in terms of being able to teach. These kids have to learn this through basically internships. You know, it's pretty much learning on the fly, what have you. And I think that's where the message, to some degree, in terms of learning this, and you bring up great points, the disconnect comes into play. How can we close that gap and be able to make people understand the nuances of social media and social networking, but more importantly, the pitfalls and the trappings of it?
Well, I think, number one, I think if you are guilt-free using social media, I think no different than how you carry yourself if you were not in social media. I mean, there are certain, I believe, commonalities that just need to be held across the board.
Right.
So, there are certain things you're going to do to uphold who guilt-free is,
period.
Whether it's on social media, in front of the camera, on the radio, or wherever, on paper. There are certain things there. And unfortunately, you would think that no one would have to say that to you, be it a 22-year-old, a 16-year-old, or a 30-year-old man. Mm-hmm. But it has to be said, unfortunately, because you have these types of fallout. If the NBA, NHL, whoever wants to use it for marketing purposes only, to build fan commitment, fan loyalty, to give away prizes, et cetera, hoorah. But when I believe, in my personal opinion, I believe when an employee, and that's what they are, when they take on shouting, you know, slurs or giving their professional or their personal opinion per se, I think it comes into some type of gray area, which is what the professional organization is going to have to address. So it's twofold. It's not just addressing how to use social media per se as a lesson, what to say, what not to say, but it's also coming into play about the parameters around it.
Okay. We want you to hold on to that point, because when we come back, we're going to get Antoinette Sykes to talk about ways to basically improve the whole aspect of social networking, you know, as it relates to employers, employees, and even you, and to educate you. This is Social Networking 101 with Antoinette Sykes. Also, Antoinette's going to give you information whether you can reach out to her via her platforms and social networking, and a whole lot more. Sports Talk at the Positive Pub here on the next to last Monday in the month of May. 888-346-9144. Your opportunity to talk to branding expert, marketing expert Antoinette Sykes, and yours truly, still to come, Phil Cantor of OnlineSportsGuys.com. He'll have the latest on the possible move of the Atlanta Thrashers to Winnipeg and a whole lot more. We'll be right back after these very important messages on the great VoiceAmericaSports.com Sports Talk at the Positive Pub.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
18 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock in the East, 18 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock in the West. It's about 18 minutes past the hour, 6 o'clock in Dublin, Ireland, and 18 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock in Paris, France, here on Sports Talk of the Positive Pub on VoiceAmericaSports.com. Just a reminder, next week a very special guest on the program. We have him all lined up. He's told me today he's good to go, so we expect him to be there. But a special guest, and we're not going to reveal that until about a few minutes before we go on the air next week. But I'll tell you something. He is somebody you really, really want to listen to, and he knows his stuff, and he's a star of stars in the world of sports. And we are very, very, very honored and happy to have him, our mystery guest, on the program next week on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub for the full hour. But this is this week, and with us right now, Antoinette Sykes, the branding expert and marketing expert, and of course a regular contributor here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, and still in our second half hour, Phil Kanner of OnlineSportsGuys.blogspot.com. Antoinette, before we went to break, we talked about some aspects of social networking, and you can explain further exactly what you do and how you can better educate us, because again, this is a program where we're trying to do some positive things and affect positive change, and just the nuances of social networking in terms of navigating our way through. Tell us a little bit about how people can connect with you, and in addition to what you're doing right now.
Absolutely. People can find me online at Total Communications Boutique. That's TC Boutique, T as in Total, C as in Communications. Boutique is boutique.com is the website, and they can reach me on my email address is asykes, S as in Sam, Y-K-E-S, at tcboutique.com.
And also, Antoinette is also the fiancée of the late, great Dave Duerson, and of course, Dave was one of the mainstays here on VoiceAmericaSports.com. And Antoinette, you're still pursuing the aspects of creating and also, you know, pushing Dave's legacy in terms of his foundation. Where do we stand on that right now?
Absolutely. We are actually in the process of the very initial processes of actually just kind of gathering the support in the background for actually pulling that all together. I've had a lot of outpouring, you know, like yourself, Gil, and support to just kind of carry on that legacy. So we are committed to doing so. And at the bare minimum, you know, offering scholarships to athletes who are actually about to go to college. We have done that.
Wonderful.
For the past few years. Yeah, that was big on Dave's heart.
Oh, no question.
You know,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. For definitely African-American males who are, you know, looking to go to college, number one, and number two, you know, playing a sport, but more importantly, just to be educated. So we're actually carrying that out in the form of scholarships.
And not only that, but, you know, in addition to that, you're absolutely right, because Dave believed, stressed the importance of education, but even more so giving back to community from a business aspect the right way, and definitely community-based. And as like I said on this program, we're going to keep you updated on what Antoinette's doing in terms of the continuation of Dave's wonderful legacy. And like I said last week, we miss him so. I can't thank him enough. It'll be a year coming up next month that you know, I was able to get on board here at Voice America,
and the person who made that possible.
Who made that possible was your fiance. Okay, so he was like I said, I can't thank him enough for what he did for me, and I really, really appreciate that. When we talk about social networking, and like I said before we went to break, we talked about, you know, you preparing us for some of the pitfalls and what have you, in addition to giving us your information about what you're doing. We talked about the Rashard Mendenhall thing, you know, and last night we had an incident in the basketball game between the Bulls and the Miami Heat as it relates to Joakim Noah. And that's been trending a lot online. It's been trending a lot. And Phil Kerner is going to go in depth on that coming up in the second half hour relative to, again, a slur that was uttered. And it was on camera when it was uttered. And obviously, you know, coming into play, you know, you have that. Then you have him tweeting about it. Then you have the apology and what have you. Are we going to see more of this type of stuff, you know, as it relates to that? And if you're Joakim Noah's handlers right now, what do you say? Do you keep your mouth shut? Do you say, listen, I made a mistake? You wait for the NBA to levy a fine, which is coming, and possible punishment? Or do you continually, you know, say, I'm sorry? And when does I'm sorry become, you know, something that is ignored? And it's not heartfelt, sincere.
Yeah.
Or the appearances of it?
I think, number one, absolutely, you're going to see more and more of it. And last night was a prime example of it, because we, the fans, are looking, you know, from our TVs, or, you know, there's so much going on. So even if you're live at the game, you wouldn't have necessarily caught that. But that's my whole point to this, Gil, is that literally before the game was over, this web video was online.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the reporters were even saying, wow, he said that? We didn't even know it.
Well, I immediately, when I saw it, because TNT got a shot of it right away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't see all of it, but you saw enough to know what he said, because you read his lips. And it was very similar to what happened with Kobe Bryant, the same exact. And again, you know, we talked about this last week, the revelations now of more and more people from the gay community who are coming out and saying they are, in fact, gay. And our social reactions to that, how we are dealing with it in terms of sensitivity, in terms of our communities, our societies, and what have you. And again, this is a no-no. And when you capture something like that, when you capture something like that on camera, immediately, the spinmeisters come into play. And again, like you talked about so eloquently earlier, you know, we immediately drive it to the social networking because everybody saw it, and they're going to tweet about it. They're going to put it on Facebook, YouTube it, you name it. It's going and it goes viral. And
it
you have
goes
a problem.
Viral. Yes. And let me point out this, though, when we were talking about, you know, the comparison with him and Kobe Bryant, you know, his may be considered a bit more severe, per se, because it was toward a fan. And again, that's what these professional organizations want. They want the fan engagement. You know, athletes and celebrities can get away with not talking, you know, or directly engaging with fans, but now social media opens that up. And it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be lighthearted. As a fan, you want to see the things that go on behind the scenes that you don't necessarily see on the field or on the court, per se. So, you know, they want to see pictures of the locker room, per se, or the latest tweets or what have you. But I wouldn't be surprised. I would really be shocked if the fine was not as much as Kobe Bryant's, or if not more.
Well, I think you're going to see, and I'm going to tell you this, Antoinette Sykes, a national global branding expert, joining us here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub here on this Monday. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a possible suspension, because again, you know, you brought out the fact that Kobe Bryant. You also have Roger McDowell, who was a pitching coach here for the Atlanta Braves, and the incident, unfortunate incident for him, that happened out in San Francisco, where it was a negative dialogue regarding perceived gay slurs that ended, you know, he ended up in hot water over that, a suspension and fine. So, you know, you have some extenuating, you know, you have situations where, you know, this behavior, alleged behavior, is already reared its ugly head. And it's going to be interesting how Commissioner Stern handles this with Joakim Noah. But again, immediately after it happened, and you brought it up, like I said, Antoinette, so eloquently, is that, you know, it went viral. It went on. People were tweeting about it. People were Facebook. And athletes have to be, you know, they have to be better schooled. They have to be taught better.
Yes.
They have to know better. Okay, when you buy these PDAs, when you get these phones and you know, smartphones and what have you, you know, I would even say to T-Mobile or Verizon or Apple iPhones or what have you, or Androids, I would even say, and even here at Voice America, to remind people of what you're dealing with. I mean, because, and I want to make this comparison. A smartphone to me is like a loaded gun. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it can damage people's reputations, and you have to be very careful about texting, about tweeting, about all of these social networking, and it's your job, Antoinette Sykes, to better educate us. And you do a great job in doing that in terms of what we need to do to better equip ourselves from a healthy environment when we go out there and we use these things.
Absolutely. And I, for one, I was proud that he actually immediately stepped up and apologized. You know, a lot of people are, you know, wondering whether it's sincere or not. And I understand, I think we all understand that, you know, in the heat of the moment, you know, hey, you get caught up. But at the end of the day, I think being in the environment that he's in, they're hecklers all around, all the time. I mean, it just kind of comes with the territory. There are some people that are going to pay for those prime seats to try to edge you on. This is the most excitement this fan has probably ever had. It's probably the excitement he's ever had in his life.
Exactly.
And he's going to do everything to get a response from him. And it worked. Unfortunately, it worked because he had just also filed, you know, made a bad play. So his anger was really, really, you know, elevated.
Well,
so, go ahead.
And see, this is where I struggle with my... And my interpretation of what Joakim said, because Joakim knows better. I mean, his mother taught him better. I mean, I had a chance to meet his mom when he played for Billy Donovan, the University of Florida. His father was the great Yannick Noah, who played tennis. Okay, he knows better because he's been in this environment. Okay, this is a good kid. He's not a bad kid. This is a good kid. Yes, he goes off. He flies off the handle. But he's very intelligent. He is very open and engaging, and this is where I believe to some degree that guys are provoked. And you're right. I don't think fans should be that close. I don't think fans should be just like last night when LeBron James went after a loose ball and went into a crowd of photographers. Those photographers are too close to the court. They need to move back, and there should be a pool camera, okay, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
There should not be 50 million guys, and I think the NBA needs to revisit that. I think they need to do it. I think the NCAA, they ought to follow what the NCAA does, okay? But I think, you know, when you're doing that, you're leaving a situation. It's almost like a keg of dynamite. You have to, it's going to be a problem. And I just think that in that situation, you know, somebody said something, and all you got was the response from Joe Kim. You didn't see who provoked him. And I think
No, exactly.
And I think the cameras in American Airlines arena will show exactly what happened. And I think those things ought to be brought out because we need to get both sides instead of seeing him, and then he's the one that gets caught. It's no different than a referee getting two players who are entangled, and you get the one who pushed back or hit back. Well, what started it? You know what I'm saying? So. All of that being said, that's something I think we need to revisit. But again, you know, these are things we're going to revisit, you know, what you talked about with Phil Kanner on the other side. But we're going to take a break right now. Still more with Antoinette Sykes, final minutes with her, and an opportunity to connect with her on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, social networking 101 here on sports on VoiceAmericaSports.com on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. We'll be right back after these very important messages.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Are you ready for an old school in your face discussion of professional, college, and high school football? Tune in for talk on a variety of football-related topics on the program From Under the Helmet with Derek Kennard. You will hear the week's headlines and straight talk from the hosts and weekly guests that are personal and provocative. From Under the Helmet is broadcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
All right, thank you. And, of course, one more break before we close up shop on this Monday. And, of course, we're working our way to the top of the hour. Still to come, Phil Kanner of onlinesportsguys.blogspot.com. And until then, we still have with us Antoinette Sykes, global branding and nationally renowned, a marketing expert. And, of course, Antoinette, when we were in break, I said on the reset, how can people connect with you? And give us a website.
Absolutely. www.tcboutique, T as in total, C as in communications, boutique, boutique.com. They can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com, Antoinette Sykes Fans. And they can go to my fan page there.
And nobody updates it more than Antoinette. Antoinette updates it all the time. I tell you, she is as dialed in as anybody. And, of course, Antoinette is the fiance of the late Dave Duerson. And Dave, of course, was a mainstay on VoiceAmericaSports.com. And we're continuing the tradition of Double D, educating and keeping people informed. And we are proud that Antoinette has joined us as a regular contributor. anything you want to add in our class today in Social Networking 101?
Yes, I would say specifically to the athletes, a couple of things. I'll do a three-point type of wrap up here for, you know, engaging in social media. That the goal should be to obviously always protect your image, period. Always protect your image. If I wouldn't do or say anything on social media that I wouldn't do or say or be liable for that could be, you know, get me in hot water. Mm-hmm. With that being said, you want to build your following. You want to interact with the fans. Fans really want to see those behind the scenes images, you know, those pictures of you getting on a plane or playing golf or, you know, doing things with your family that they don't get to see on ESPN.
And I notice, you know, the successful people who use social networking are people like Deion Sanders. I think Jim Irsay, the outstanding owner of the Indianapolis Colts, does a great job. I'll tell you another one who does a great job, Katie Couric.
Yes.
You know, she has a great Twitter. You know, all of these people you do, I mean, everybody who doesn't, you're absolutely right. People are looking for the things they're not, that normally they don't get from you. They want to
exactly.
see basically your
exactly.
human.
And think about it. You're a fan. I mean, from the person on the outside, you think about it. If you took off your TV hat and you're just the average kid or person from, you know, America, who gets a chance to interact with your sports icon.
Mm-hmm.
It's the closest you've ever had to do without spending money to go to a game. But suppose, you know, he's giving away tickets. Shaquille O'Neal is another famous one who does this.
Yes, he does.
You know, he
does
has a great
well
Twitter following.
Right.
And he will send out a message that says he's going to be at the Dairy Queen at 3 o'clock. And guess what? All these people show up and they get tickets to a game. How great is that?
Right. Right.
How great is that? So I think that's where the responsibility comes in. And although, you know, they may not want to be a superhero or role model, they are by default. And so use your kryptonite well, Superman. Use your kryptonite for good and not for evil.
Now, how do we, you know, and for people who are listening on this program, and like I said, we have people all over the world who listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, VoiceAmericaSports.com. And, you know, 2.5 million listeners who listen to our program and listen to Voice America. How do people, for the novice, how do they get Twitter and Facebook pages and also log in terms of creating a page for YouTube?
Absolutely. It's as simple. They're all free, number one. Number one, they're all free. So you go to their main site. You go to Twitter.com. You go to Facebook.com and YouTube. And you create a username. And then you create an account, pretty much. You create an account, no different than you set up an email account. You create an account, choose a username, and you start talking. On Twitter, it's 140 characters per response. And you start engaging. And that gets you, you know, kind of quick. And you can be kind of powerful with 140 characters. You'd be amazed at that. And there are also different types of automatic responses. So you don't have to necessarily be sitting at your computer or tied to your smartphone all day long to be sending these messages. There are other type of third-party applications where you can just take the time on the front end to set up your tweets and have them go out randomly throughout the day as well.
And you can not only tweet from your computer, but also you can also tweet from your phones, and there's special applications set up for that. What recommendations does Antoinette Sykes? What recommendations does she tell the novice or person who wants to do this? What do you tell them to be aware of, and what should they be concerned about?
I think number one, again, I'll say always protect your brand. Your brand is all you have. Your image, protect your brand. So whether you're online or offline, protect your brand. Don't say or do anything that would bring, you know, it's that speech that your mom would give you, don't bring shame to the family name.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing goes. Same thing goes on social media. Number two, get a plan. Develop a comprehensive plan. Especially if you're an athlete or a celebrity, get a plan. Why do you want to communicate with people in social media? You know, get a plan, an outreach. You want to build fan awareness around your brand, around your event. You know, community outreach, where you're going to be, get a plan, and then get trained. At the bare minimum, you know, spend some time on the front end to figure out the things that you want to say, how to do it most effectively in your life, and use it to your benefit.
What does the landscape look like as we move forward? What's on the horizon? I know we've seen more, you know, talk about Skype and what have you. But what does Antoinette Sykes see as the next frontier in social networking?
The next frontier in social networking, I think, is a site called Tumblr, T-U-M-B-L-R. And it is pretty much a micro blog site where if you don't have a website, you can set it up like a blog and you can still talk, and it's supposed to be taking over, quote, Facebook and Twitter as the next big thing. So it's, and people are, you know, developing applications day in and day out. So it's always changing, always changing. But I think the main phase right now are definitely still going to be the YouTube, Twitter, social media, I mean, Twitter, Facebook, and they're all connected to your smartphone, so they're not going away. It's only going to get bigger.
Do you ever see the day where we will have video conferencing in terms of, if, I know we have some form now, but the terms of video conferencing as it relates to interaction?
I believe so. Absolutely. Right now on my latest version of the iPhone, I can, if I call you from my phone, Gil, and you have an iPhone, we can do FaceTime. So while we're talking, you can see me talking to you.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Well, I need to get an iPhone so I can... So I could look at you and talk to you, right? So we need to make that happen, Jude.
It's all about building relationships. That's the key to it. It's all about building relationships. People want to feel connected, and they want to feel connected to people the same thing, with people they know, like, and trust.
And again, you are someone who is on this program. You're a regular, and they want to connect with you. How do we connect with Antoinette Sykes?
Absolutely. You can go to tcboutique.com. You can email me at asykes@tcboutique.com. You can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com, Antoinette Sykes Fans, and like my fan page, and I'll be updating that all the time, as Gil says, with, you know, great marketing and business building tips as well.
And as we, when we do the relaunch at Sports Talk at the Positive Pub at positivepub.com, we're definitely going to connect with Antoinette. And Antoinette not only will be a regular on this program, but we're also going to tap into that that wonderful mind of hers and be a sponge with her and have her connect with us and do some things with us here at Sports Talk at the Positive Pub at positivepub.com. Because, again, it's like Antoinette said, it's about connecting, and we want to connect in a positive way. Antoinette, it's always great to have you. We're always blessed. We're always better people to have after we have conversations with you, because you get it. You're a wonderful spirit. You are indeed an angel, and I want to thank you for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you, Gil. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. And again, you know, the tools aren't bad. It's just using them in the right way. So I want to make sure that everyone has fun with the technology, because, again, it's not going anywhere.
Well, exactly. And we want to use it not only a good way, but a positive way. And we, like I said, we are forever blessed for having you on here to better educate us, you know, week by week, day by day, month by month, and year by year. Antoinette Sykes joining us here in Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. After this break, we're going to connect with Phil Kanner as we work our way to the top of the hour. Here on Sports Talk of the Positive Pub on VoiceAmericaSports.com with Gil Dyrie. We'll be right back after these very important messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Sports and medicine go hand in hand. Quite simply, if you aren't up to your game health-wise, you won't be up to your game on the field. That's where Bruce the Sports Doc comes in. Dr. Bruce Grossinger uses his medical training and experience to bring you a link between sports and medicine, from the latest advances and treatments to discussion behind the injuries of the week. Bruce the Sports Doc and his team of guest experts are here each week to lay it on the line in terms that you can understand. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
And it's about 14 minutes before the hour, and we close up shop here on Sports Talk of the Positive Pub for another Monday. Just to let you know, next week we got a superstar guest coming into the show. He wants to say, he told me, listen, I want it to be mystery because when my voice gets on, they will know who I am. So I said, okay, no problem. You know, but we have him for the full hour. But I'm going to tell you what, you really going to enjoy the program because it is somebody I've had a long relationship with, and he is a wonderful, wonderful human being, and he is going to be excited about being on this program next week. But before that, we have a gentleman who joins us weekly on our program, weekly contributor, and we're always happy to be blessed with his presence, Phil Kanter of OnlineSportsGuys.blogspot.com. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So you're going to have a guest that's bigger and more popular than me?
I don't know about – well, he's about – no, he may be a little bit taller. He may be a little bit taller, but he may have a little bit more weight. But I tell you what, he's going to bring some laughs. So, anyway, but
you gave part of it away because I'm pretty tall.
Anyway, but talk to us a little bit about what you guys have been following. Lots going on. We had Antoinette. I want to say thanks again to Antoinette Sykes, who joined us for the first 40 minutes of this program, and got us caught up in the social networking and social media. Phil is definitely a pioneer with what you guys are doing at OnlineSportsGuys.blogspot.com. You guys had a busy week last week. You guys are working this story with the Atlanta Thrashers going to Winnipeg better than anybody and getting recognized. Congratulations for that.
Appreciate it.
Where does that stand right now?
Well, things are kind of in a holding pattern, and it's a holiday up in Canada today, actually. So.
Okay.
That kind of precludes anything from really of any business of major significance happening. But things are progressing pretty much where they were at the end of the week last week. The latest is that the negotiations continue, basically. The NHL really hasn't taken a stand one way or the other in terms of what they would like to see happen. The Atlanta fans, not too happy about it. In some respects, they shouldn't be happy about it because they're not getting the same treatment the Phoenix did.
Mm-hmm.
But there also was a rally held Saturday by the Atlanta fan base. A couple of the fan clubs got together and had a rally down at the Gulch area.
Or was it more than that? The estimated 250, correct?
Thereabouts.
Is that good?
Actually, my cohort John Nelson was actually in attendance at the event, and he said the same thing. There's about 250
good turnout?
People. About what you would think it would be. I think I get the impression that a lot of people have pretty much given up hope at this point. As you know, and I know from living in Atlanta for many years, the group that owns the team really has kind of worn out their welcome with a lot of the sports fans in the Atlanta area. And it's because it started to show in the attendance. People didn't come to games. People didn't think that it was worth coming to the games because it wasn't a competitive team.
Well, here's my thing about that, and I've said this many times, and this is something that I've addressed on this program. History is always a guide in this type of story. We've had a failed attempt at hockey before here with the Flames, ultimately moved to Calgary. Harvey Schiller, who was the former great commissioner of the SEC, and after that took over the helm as one of the pioneers of Turner Broadcasting, as we know now, in TNT, was the original president, hired personally by Ted Turner. He was the one who got hockey here. He lobbied here. He's the one that presented the application. Harvey is a dear, dear friend. And my thing, and I always say this, and you and I have talked, you know, through our years at CBS Atlanta, is that to find the basic origin of a story, you got to go back to where it starts. And I would love to pick his brain as it relates to what went right and what went wrong during the time here. And you hit it right on the head. I think, you know, you can't blame the fans. It's poor ownership.
Oh, yeah. And you
They've never had a good owner. I mean, yeah, at the start, yes. But, you know, Time Warner obviously saw this coming and unloaded it to the Atlanta Spirit Group. And the Atlanta Spirit Group, and again, I don't care how people may feel relative to the relationship between Gary Bettman and Barry Levinson. There was a columnist here who said that there's a rift between those two. I think the world of Barry Levinson, okay? I think the world of him. Yeah, were there too many cooks in the kitchen? Most definitely. Were there too many people on the basketball side and not enough on the hockey side? Most definitely. Did they leave guy like Barry Levinson out to dry, hang out to dry? Yes. Should he have more support? Most definitely. But at the end of the day, it comes down to basically how a group is solid. Now, in the case of Phoenix, you and I have dealt with that many times. There are people in the Valley who believe it's going to be successful. You have retired members of the National Hockey League. You have a belief in the Phoenix community that it's going to work. And the folks in Glendale are determined to make it. Now, do they have a year to get that done? Yes, but they have a little bit more than Atlanta, okay?
Actually, they're going on year
25
number three.
They got another year. But at the same time, you know, the NHL is going to force feed it on the Valley because they believe it can work. You know, and I don't know. Let me just say this. I want, and you know, Vancouver on right now, one game away from getting to the Stanley Cup Finals. That's going to help Winnipeg a lot. It's going to help the whole country of Canada. Okay,
it is, but I saw something. I guess it was
and hockey is a Canadian sport. It's not an American sport.
But I saw something that struck me as very interesting yesterday when I was looking around at different stories on this subject.
Yes.
If the Winnipeg gets a team and they sell out their arena the first year, even if they average a sellout per game, they're still only going to be the 22 or in the upper 20s in terms of attendance figures for the NHL.
Yeah, but Atlanta was what, 28th or 29th or 30th?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that's
okay.
I'm not putting that out there as
a comparison.
Well, it's going to do better there than it would do better staying in Atlanta, kind of a thing. Because at this point, it's not. It's done.
Right.
It's not. It's not if. It's just when.
And again, you guys broke the story here on the American side, but the Toronto Globe and Mail broke it on the Canadian side. And like I said, when the news comes out of Canada, when it comes out of Toronto, it's a done deal. Okay.
Oh yeah, and it came out.
Okay, and all of these people, all of these apologists who can say, "Well, no, that's not true." Listen, anytime a hockey story is broken out of Toronto, it's a done deal.
Well, and also the company that owns that newspaper is True North Holdings.
Correct. All right, 4 good minutes with you before we close. I want to ask you this: the latest on Joe Kim Noah. We talked about that. Addressed that with Antoinette Sykes. The fallout from that, will this be similar to what happened here with the pitching coach for the Atlanta Braves, Roger McDowell? Will it be similar to what happened with Kobe Bryant?
Similar to what happened to Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
At this point in the season, they can't suspend him. They won't suspend him during the playoffs.
Not for a game?
Not for a game.
Okay.
There would be way too much pressure internally for them to do it.
TNT, the cameras caught it. What was said on camera. Okay? The sensitivity here as it relates to admissions of Rick Welch, you have Steve Nash today basically promoting legislation in New York on gay legislation. Okay? This thing has created a dialogue and awareness and or what have you, and people are talking about it, okay?
And they should be. And I'm not defending what he said because at any other point in the season,
and he knows better. He knows better. But again, it goes back
to the NBA Finals ain't going to happen.
There's a bigger issue. The fans are too close to the court, okay? And again, where was security in this? Okay, just like when LeBron James fell into the cameras. You're a cameraman. The cameramen are too close. There should be a pull feed for that.
Well, okay? it also goes back to some other issues where fans going to games seem to think that they have a right to
right
drink
to
as much as they want,
and they
say
shouldn't.
Anything they want to anybody.
Exactly.
It's something they would never say in front of anybody else.
Right, and all you're doing is provoking somebody. And like I said, you know, you and I know, you and I met Joe Kim Noah in Nashville when Florida played in the regional, when we were up here for Georgia Tech. And he couldn't have been nicer. He's a nice kid, met his mom, good people, and like I said before, very smart, engaging young man. Did he make a mistake? Yes. Should he be held accountable for it? No. Does he play the game at a high level? Yes. Okay? But this is a kid that grew up with a father who was a professional athlete in Yannick Noah.
Oh, yeah.
He knows better. He knows the etiquette when it comes to this stuff. But
and
again,
that, and
look, you don't want to get me started on that. Okay, that's one thing down. All right, Lance Armstrong, the stuff about him on 60 Minutes last night. What happens with that?
Eventually they're going to get Lance Armstrong. I saw a poll this morning that said, ask people what they... if they thought it was worth pursuing Lance Armstrong the way that he's being pursued about this. Roughly 80-some-odd percent of the people that answered the questionnaire said no.
Okay.
It's done.
All right. The comments by Ray Lewis to ESPN, Sal Palantonio, relative to crime going up if there's no NFL. What about that?
A very immature statement by somebody who should never have said it.
Exactly. That's something I really wanted to, and I should have asked Antoinette Sykes about that. I'll ask her next week about that. But that's inexcusable. And coming out of his mouth, I'd expect better.
Yeah, he knows better.
Inexcusable.
He knows better. Yeah, will people be upset if the NFL doesn't play this season? Absolutely. Though we're not seeing, at this point, any huge outcry from the fans despite the idiocy.
But to say crime, I mean, you know, I mean, what is that?
Between the owners and the players, the fans seem to be apathetic toward it right now, and to insinuate that the crime's going to go up because they don't play NFL games, no, I don't think so.
All right, and quickly, Derrick Rose backing off of the comments made to ESPN Magazine relative to steroid use in the NBA, heartfelt or told so by the league to keep his mouth shut?
Combination of the two.
Okay.
Combination of the two. He said what he thought. Realized after he said it, he probably shouldn't have said it and backed off because he was told he needed to back off.
Mm-hmm.
Issue probably the NBA is not exactly as never admitted to there being a problem, but they've never really checked as diligently.
Well, and not only
NFL.
That, but you're moving into labor negotiations with the apparent lockout, and you don't need that type of stuff hovering over, you know,
nope.
Something else on the bargaining table. What do you have trending right now at OSG?
We've already talked about it. I mean, the big story of the day, the thing that most people are talking about is Joakim Noah's comments.
Okay.
Obviously, the fact that the Heat beat the Bulls last night to go up 2-1 in their NBA championship series, also a big story. A few other interesting stories that we had out there. A high school baseball team in New Hampshire has broken the record for most consecutive wins.
Okay.
70.
All right. And people can connect with you where? By going where?
You can find us on the web, onlinesportsguys.com. You can find us on Facebook at OSG Sports. And you can find me on Twitter at OSG Phil. And you can find my cohort, John Nelson, on Twitter as well at OSG John, J-O-N.
All right. And connect with these guys because they get it done. Nobody knows social networking better than onlinesportsguys.blogspot.com. And again, NBA tonight, Dallas and Oklahoma City, and in the National Hockey League, Tampa and Boston. Phil will follow those stories and read them on onlinesportsguys.blogspot.com. For Phil Kanner and Antoinette Sykes, this is Gil Tyree saying so long for another edition of Sports Talk in the Positive Pub. Again, Matt Weidman, our producer, and special thanks to our outstanding executive producer, Ray Ellis, in Tempe, Arizona, and all the great folks out there in the Valley of the Sun, my hometown. We'll see you next week on another edition of Sports Talk of the Positive Pub. You have a great day, have a great week, have a safe Memorial Day weekend, and you listen to us here at VoiceAmericaSports.com. We are the place to be. We'll see you. Bye.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week positive. We'll be right back.